Hey everybody, welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast. My name is Peter McMullen. I'm here joined by Stephen Sugamar. And thank you very much for joining us today on this podcast where you can listen to bite-sized conversations around current technology trends. This episode will be exploring field service personas as part of our eighth arc of this year, which is key personas in field service management. So thank you again for joining us. And without further ado, I think we might as well just jump directly into the subject matter at hand. And so I'm going to open things up directly right now by tossing it to you, Stephen, by just saying we're talking about personas for the entirety of this arc. So like what why do we care about a persona? Like what's the point of focusing on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very important topic, Peter, right? I think it allows businesses and engagements to put focus in the conversation. For example, if a certain business is wanting to go through an agile methodology, you need to develop user stories. And as part of user stories, you typically need a user or a persona. So it makes it very easy to talk about, as a technician, I want to be able to log into my mobile device. Or as a dispatcher, I'd like to book an appointment with less than 3 clicks. So it really provides context to conversation. It allows you to focus in on what is important for that level of a persona and what is their expected responsibilities, behaviors, and the interface for that persona as well. So really, I think it just adds a level of context that allows both parties to start talking about what is important and how do we envision a future solution in FSM for those various personas. Peter, how are you seeing the discussion of personas in your pursuits?
I think a big one for us is when we're talking to customers, you want to spread out who you're talking to because you're always going to learn new information about what sucks about their job currently. Like what doesn't work, what's a problem, what makes their job redundant and frustrating. And that's the kind of pain points that as solution implementers, you really want to be working to solve and pointing out how the solution you're working with will solve those problems. So I think getting a wide breadth of investment from a customer with respect to a variety of personas lets you get a wider breadth of those pain points, which gives you a better kind of grouping of areas to focus your attention when it comes to your solutioning. And I think that that's a really good job, like a really good area of focus for sure. I think like when it comes to personas, Stephen, do you find that it helps when on the sales side of things, you're looking at, what am I actually going to be selling them?
Yeah, definitely, right? I mean, in a SaaS model, right, where it's licensed per user, in many solutions, there is a specific license type for a persona. I mean, commonly it might be technician and dispatcher, but on Salesforce, you can also have a customer service representative, somebody who's working through a call center, perhaps taking phone calls, creating cases before they get transferred over to work orders. So even within understanding what type of solution and the scope of the solution, talking about it in the context of a persona becomes very important in understanding what is required from a licensing perspective.
I think that makes a ton of sense. So I think like this is a good grasp initially, right? Like our first episode of this arc, we're wanting to set the foundation for what's to come. This is a good grasp on why we care about personas. I think I want to spend some time now talking about some of the important personas that come up, especially in field service management industries and use cases. So like what's, I mean, right out the gate, what's the persona you think of when you hear for field service management?
Oh, technician. I mean, they're out in the field, they're providing services to your customers. So I think technician is very much centric part of the entire scope, right? In the field. So they're leveraging mobile devices, right? They potentially need to communicate and receive work. So this would all be done through the mobile device, capture photos, capture data points, capture signatures. So that field technician, I believe, is a key persona. How about you, Peter?
I think I go the next step up, right? We've got that technician, but who's handling the technician, right? Like, who's telling the system what the technician can do, what their availability is, what the goals are for how the field service management system is going to be operating. Who's, kind of got their hands in a lot of different pies, and that's the manager, right? The field service manager is checking in on the technicians, making sure that everything's set up for them properly, checking in with dispatchers, which is, hey, a nice little clue for the next persona, and just kind of making sure that everything is set up properly. And they kind of head up towards that like admin kind of general persona, I think. So I'll give you I'll throw you a bone for the next one there.
I definitely agree. I mean, managers are important and it's already in context, right? Like, what does a field service technician need to see on mobile? And if you're a field manager out there in the field as well, what does their mobile experience look like? So, this is why personas are important. I think the next key one, obviously, back office dispatchers, right? They get that bucket of work. They're either scheduling that out manually, semi-automated. Or if you're using an automated system, they're out there ensuring and dispatching scheduled work. They might be handling exceptions. If a technician calls in sick, a dispatcher would be responsible of moving that respective sick technician's jobs over to another person and or scheduling some out for the future. So I think from a back office perspective, they are a critical persona.
100%. I think I'll piggyback off of that and off of something you said earlier. And I think another key one where dispatchers are the internal kind of scheduling managers, customer service reps are big, like external relationship and scheduling managers, right? They're reaching out to the customers. They're the first line of interaction with clients and getting, how are we doing? What do you need? What's important to you? And then being able to pass that information along in an actionable way to the dispatchers. I think that there's like a whole subsection of field service management that we really don't want to forget about that customer facing side of the business as well. I think we have time for maybe like one more persona if you've got one in the bag.
Yeah, I would think, I mean, you mentioned customer service representatives, CSRs. They're capturing that information, right? What is the problem? Potentially, what do we need to fix the problem? And of course, equipment, parts, tools come into play. And they may capture saying, hey, you need an extra modem. You need this diagnostics tool to make sure that the electronics are working correctly. So, in that facet, I believe an inventory or a parts manager, a warehouse coordinator, a depot coordinator, that's a very critical piece as well, right? They make sure that the field technician's truck is correctly stocked, or perhaps they're filling up bins for the next week or the next day's worth of inventory that that technician needs. So they really start moving pieces once work gets scheduled to ensure that the work can be completed the first time.
I think that's great. I think that's a good kind of rounded view of personas within field service management. We've got people on the ground, the techs, the people kind of managing them, the field service managers, dispatchers coordinate internally, CSRs, customer service reps coordinate externally, and then we've got the inventory and parts managers to make sure the world still goes round. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining me on this episode again, Stephen. Great to have you back. So this is going to end our first episode of this arc. Just wanting to kind of go back over what we talked about. So we touched on why we bother with personas, what's important about them, why we consider them. And then we listed off five of those key personas within field service management. Next episode, we're going to be diving into how a field service management solution, such as Salesforce Field Service, applies to each of those personas, what we would look for within a solution like that, and what's really important to those personas within that solution. And we'll be doing that with Naeem, who I'm very excited to get on the podcast. He's got a great voice. He's got a voice for podcasting, I think. So, as always, please subscribe to grab email reminders about when new episodes are out. Follow the podcast LinkedIn to stay up to date. Visit the DAbsolute website. contact us for custom demos. You might get me providing you with a custom demo. That'd be cool. And as always, thank you, Stephen, for joining me. Thank you for listening to the Java with Sugar podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Take care.